I know the trial and tribulation that you go through. And it is very hard work, very dangerous work. And this is the least that LASFO can do for you and the police force to really recognize the worth you are.
Founder, chairman, and chief executive officer of the LASFO Group, Lascelles Chin, affirming the finalists of the 2015-16 Police of the Year competition. 11 police officers from a field of over 12,000 have been shortlisted for the 2015-16 LASFO Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF Police of the Year Award. The competition seeks to reward the police officer whose professional conduct and civic involvement have distinguished him or her as a member of the JCF. Honorees are selected based on work ethic, community involvement, and participation in other social initiatives, professional knowledge, the ability to communicate effectively both orally and in writing, and their knowledge of national and international affairs.
I'm Christopher Ward, Sergeant representing Area 2.
Constable David Scarlett, representing Area 4 from the Kingston Eastern CSS.
Patrick Rowe, I'm a sergeant attached to NIB, representing Operations Branch.
Dean Cover, Sergeant, Area 3 Police Headquarters.
I am Randy Sweeney, Sergeant of Police, representing Area 5, St. Catherine North.
Carlos Curtis is the name, Constable of Police, attached to the Marine Division, representing Beavis.
Evan McIntyre, I represent Area 1, Westmoreland.
Farrell Dawes, Sergeant of Police, representing the Mobile Reserve Division.
Corporal N. Brown, CP's office.
Gary Williams, Detective Constable, representing CIB and stationed at CIB headquarters.
Avalindo, Detective Sergeant of Police, the Inspectorate of Constabulary.
Top Cop finalist, Detective Sergeant Avalindo, is a trainer at the Inspectorate of the Constabulary. She also produces and co-hosts a parenting and domestic violence program on Roots FM and has served the JCF for 18 years and counting.
I am really thankful for this competition and the fact that somebody thought about the police in this capacity to really honor us.
Sergeant Dean Cover is attached to the Community Safety and Security Branch at the Area 3 Police Headquarters and has been a member of the force since 2003.
I think that it helps to motivate and build more confidence in me in going forward in my career.
Detective Constable Gary Williams is representing the Criminal Investigation Branch Headquarters. He has been in the JCF for 6 years and is a co-founder of the Peace for Champs initiative.
This LASFO Top Cop competition has really shown that there can be a positive side to the JCF. We are given opportunity to come out and show that the JCF has persons who are very competent, eloquent, persons who are able to speak in any forum.
The 11 era winners have participated in the competition's annual community project. This year's project benefited the Marie Atkins Night Shelter in Kingston, where the nominees painted a section of the building and provided breakfast for the residents. Over 100 men and women find solace at the Marie Atkins Night Shelter in downtown Kingston, which is run by the Poor Relief Department. The Top Cop finalists have also participated in an interview as part of the process to determine the winner. Police Commissioner Dr. Carl Williams says the finalists have been chosen from among their peers, seniors and juniors, as standard bearers of the force.
Now what we want to do is to ensure that the best practices to which you have subscribed can be replicated right across the force so that good practice and professional behavior, good discipline can break out in the force and we can start to create for ourselves a better image, one that we can be proud of and Jamaica can be proud of also, so that Jamaica will start to respect us more, to have more confidence in us, and hopefully to even love us.
The LASFO JCF Police of the Year competition will culminate with an awards ceremony at the Pegasus Hotel on Tuesday, March 24, where the winner will be announced.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.